Hello and welcome to my art update podcast thingy. This is update number 85. Still thinking. This podcast is designed to keep people who know me, Andrew Woolner, up to date about what is going on for me artistically and in life. Because, you know, life gets rolled into that sometimes. If you know me, you're welcome here. You also don't need to listen if you don't want to. It's just for people who are interested. If you don't know me, hi, I guess you can listen too, but I don't know if it'll make any sense. So if you are joining now, if this is your first art update, you might want to check out episodes 1, 2, and 52. That'll bring you up to date as far as the beginning of 2023. I'd stick with those and advise against binging the whole series. It's not designed to be listened to that way, but now we're more than halfway through the year, so you might maybe dip in and out a little bit. I can't tell you which are the more interesting ones. It has been, in a lot of ways, a very frustrating year. Just dip in and out if you want to. I remain a week behind on these updates. No good excuse for that. I mean, Hammy was sick all last week, so that didn't help. I recorded on Tuesday when he was home the first day, but he was actually home for the rest of the week. And yeah, so that was that. It's very hard to do this kind of thing when there's somebody else in the house. I do have some exciting updates for you, however. Amazing, right? Like, it's only been a few days, but no, it hasn't. It's been a week. It has been a week. Oh, okay. I gotta find a spot to squeeze another update in so I can get caught up. Here are the updates. YTG. This week, I went down to JDS to pay the rent for the summer show, and that was painful. As I mentioned last time, YTG is running a 210,000 yen deficit this year, which is like $2,000. That's on top of the more than $10,000 they already owe me for past years that have been in deficit. Most years we basically break even or are in the black a little bit with donations, but yeah. Anyway, I went through this last week. I won't rehash. Anyway, but I went to pay like almost 110,000 yen in rent and the membership fee for the space for this year. So that's paid. That is paid with money I don't have that I have borrowed from my family. And yeah, but while I was there and while I was waiting for Noriko, the owner, to show up, I met with Barbara, the Ukrainian woman, who I think I've mentioned before. Next year's show is going to be based on a project of hers. So the show name is Interference. I don't know what it is in... Oh, actually, did she send it to me just now? No. It's going to be called Interference. I might get her to give me the Russian name for it, and we'll say it in Russian. She's Ukrainian, but she's a Russian-speaking Ukrainian, which is quite common. The show is called Interference. I can't even begin to describe to you the world of the show. It's like deep conceptual artist thinks up science fiction story kind of thing, and I think it'll be really cool. It's based on this project she's been developing for a year or two. I think I mentioned before that she and her partner want to turn it into a film, but to get there, they have to flesh out the project a bit more. So she wants to do a stage production of it. So we'll be doing two stage productions of it next year. We'll be doing a showcase in the spring and then a final show in the summer. She's creating paintings for each scene that we will use in development and probably as part of the set. And I actually have, as of today, I've started recruiting the team. I interviewed a possible Dutch ensemble. She's not possibly Dutch. Hold on. A Dutch possible ensemble member this morning. So if things work out, she'll come probably for the summer portion of the production. Although it's unclear whether she'll be able to stay for the actual show itself. So anyway, I'm really excited about this. This is going to be developed in tandem with the Yesterday project, which I'll get to in a bit. There's not much on that this week. So hopefully rehearsals for this will start in January, but we'll start discussions online probably before that. Right, Nerd Night. Just to repeat, next Nerd Night is October 18th. Go check out nerdnight.tokyo.com. Night is spelled N-I-T-E. Nerd Night, one word for the URL. That is available online. So if you want to watch it, you can watch it. It's free to watch. If you want to come in person, it's only 1,000 yen, which is less than $10 Canadian. Right. What else? Photography, nothing new there. I have upcoming gigs for SEC in October. Those pay like about 10,000 yen. So like $100 if I'm lucky. But the first one I've actually had to tell them I can't do it because I'm double booked. I need to go see The Tempest by Tokyo International Players because I was given comps by Jonah, who did the lighting design for the summer show. And he's subbing for someone that day, which is why I have to go to that specific performance. And I need to keep in his good books because I need his help on lots of stuff. And he never comes to see my shows, but he is one of the most, other than that, he's one of the most supportive theater people in Tokyo in terms of you need something and he's there. And yeah. Yeah. So, where was I? Photography. Right. So what, how did I get on to, oh, right. So I've got an SEC, I got to do their Halloween shoot at the end of the month. And yeah, I had to give up the mid-month one. I do have a possible gig coming up around the 23rd, 24th, but fingers crossed that I'll get that. That's another one from Empire Entertainment. So they've talked a few times in the past, but nothing's materialized. So really hoping this is my break this year. Right. The Yesterday Project, that's the audio project. Anna is the sound designer. We're trying to set up a meet this week so we can talk about this project and start moving forward on it. The Be the Audience project, that's the project to have people who want to support my work support me with recurring small gifts, sponsorship, so to speak. I've recently, a few weeks ago, I turned off that page. The page is still available by direct link. That page now goes to the mailing list and it's unavailable from the front page because I've applied for two artistic director positions. Oh, yes, one I didn't get. I did not get the position at Prairie Theater Exchange. I didn't get. I'm not surprised. That's the kind of thing I would expect to go to someone who's has got much more of a presence in the Canadian theater community. So I'm waiting. To be honest, all these jobs are kind of like that, but that one in particular. And I'm still waiting to hear from Theater Orangeville. They finally, right after, a few hours after I recorded the last update where I said they hadn't even sent me a confirmation that they'd received my application, they sent me a confirmation that they'd received my application. So yeah, that's that. Right. Other stuff. I auditioned for an NHK show last Saturday. This is actually my first television audition, I think, ever. Not counting the Netflix. Oh my God, I can talk about the Netflix thing. Did I mention that last time? Netflix. Okay, so, right, I told you, I gave the update last spring. So spring 2023, I cast and I helped with casting and I was in the an anime production for Netflix, but I can finally announce what that production was. It was Gundam Requiem for Vengeance. I play the character of Anders Heaton. And so that's coming out on Netflix October 17th. Go watch it. I don't think, especially in the first episode, I don't think I'm... It's not my best work. It took me a while to get comfortable. But yeah, anyway, I'm in it. I'm in like a Gundam thing. And if the fans like it, oh, maybe I'll get invited to go to conventions and stuff. But I think, I don't know. I don't know if the fans will accept a completely CGI Gundam since it's normally a Japanese animation thing. So anyway, back to the other stuff. I auditioned for an NHK show last Saturday. And I was saying, yeah, it was my first TV audition. That's not including the Gundam audition, but those were pre-recorded auditions. I didn't audition. I did end up going in to do a live audition, but that was a very different kind of thing because it was auditioning for motion capture and voice performance. And I didn't end up doing even the motion capture for that role. So yeah, that happened. It was horrible. I suck at auditioning at live auditions. It was a bunch of stuff. One, I had to do a scene in Japanese, which it wasn't that hard. It was rough. It was rough. And I suck at Dublin accents. I worked kind of hard on it last week, which is why I didn't really get anything else done. It was hard though, because I had the kid home and I didn't feel like I could go full on voice. And yeah, my Dublin, someone else did an accent in the audition. I was like, oh, that's a good one. By comparison, mine really sounded like the Lucky Charms leprechaun. It was really bad. I really hope nobody else ever hears my Dublin, particularly Anna, who's working on yesterday, the sound designer who's working on yesterday, because Anna is Irish. And yes, I probably wouldn't appreciate my Lucky Charms take. It wasn't that bad. I didn't crack my voice like that. Anyway, so I did that. That was really stressful. But then I had a really nice dinner with my friend Kim afterwards, because she's acting as my agent. So I don't really have a proper agent in Japan. You're supposed to have like a bunch of them as a foreigner, and they send you out to like everything. But what I've got is I've got Kim, who is an agent, and if something comes up, I can tell her, oh, I want to audition for that. And if she says if she sees something that can fit me, she can tell me she wants me to audition for it, and I can make the decision. But also, I know with her, she's a close friend. There's going to be transparency. The whole thing with agents in Japan is there's zero transparency, because you get paid through them. So you do not know how much money they made on you, right? So you get like $200 a day and you have no idea how much they made. They could have made $200 a day. It could be a 50-50 split. They could have made, you know, 50,000 a day, and then that would be like 50,000 yen a day, $500 a day. And then, so they're actually getting paid more than you. That kind of thing is normal, and you don't know. So I'm working with someone I know, so I know that the splitting of the fee will be fair. Yeah. Anyway, so that's it for updates. Yeah, I will come back to you. I hope, I don't know, maybe at the end of this week with something short, maybe at the beginning of next week with something short. But that's it, just so I can catch up. But that's it for now. Andrew out.